From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. South Florida scientists who've been asking for a meeting about climate change with Governor Rick Scott got it. The governor has had his doubts about whether it and the sea level rise it may produce are real issues. He didn't ask questions when the group was through, and he didn't say much about that get-together in Tallahassee. But now those scientists are. Gina Jordan reports they're using the internet to get out their message.
Seas are projected to rise at least 2 to 4 feet by the turn of the century. University of Miami atmospheric science professor Ben Kurtman says they're rising now. He cites frequent flooding along Alton Road in Miami Beach when there's no rain.
Projections out to 2100 for sea level rise depend on what we decide as a society to do with burning of fossil fuels. Human activities are going to determine what the future sea level rise is going to be. So we're at an important moment in time here.
Kurtman and two other Florida scientists participated in a webinar hosted by the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. They say they would have liked more time with the governor, and they're frustrated that the science of climate change has been turned into a political debate. They say the best action to take now is to reduce or eliminate coal-fired power plants that emit greenhouse gases. Florida has 15 coal-fired plants. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?